Simen Reish Pedalet Seifov. Eina Maftir, the person that is reading the Maftir, Maftir is not allowed to read the Haftorah. Ad she yigmor agoylel liglo el Sefer Torah. So Eina Maftir, the person that got the Aliyah of Maftir is not allowed to read the Haftorah. Ad she yigmor agoylel liglo el Sefer Torah. Till they finish to do the Glile. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot Yud Beis explains. Haynu sheim rashe le'atchi lo'emar haftore ad she'igmoy. Why? Ve'atam, kedei she'gam ha'goylel yiten liboy le'mashi'emar ha'maftir. Now the goylel could listen to hear the haftore. Why? She'choyvoy al kol odom lishmoy ha'parsha sa haftore k'moy parsha she'besof ha'teiro. Every person is mechuyev to hear the haftore like mechuyev to hear kriyas ha'teiro. B'meile, if they will do glile, he's busy doing glile, so the person that is doing glile will not hear the haftore. Uberashi shomash was tzor lehamdin at she'igu l'sefer Torah b'mitpuchoseyo. Not only they will finish to close it, she will finish to wrap it, to put on the sefer Torah, the mitpuchos, the cover of the sefer Torah. This is one aloche. Second aloche. Ein lesalik malashulchon sefer hanevim o'achum shekoyrim bo yamaftir ad achar habroche, till they finish the broche. Kedei she'yireh v'yevorich al mashem maftir. Has to be on the table b'shas that he does the broche. Some people say it has to be even not covered yet. Some people say, even if it's covered, but it has to be on the table. For sure not to let the little kids to take it back to put it in the Aron HaKodesh. Now, by us, the Mishnah Berurah only mentions that the Maftir is not allowed to read the Haftorah till they finish to do the Glile, because we want the Goyle to hear the Haftorah. And Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Mem Zayin is the same Aloha, Seif Zayin. Ein HaMaftir Matchil Ad Sheyigmeru Ligle LaSofer Torah. There it says the word matchil. Kedei shelo'iyeh ha'goylel torud ve'yuchal lishmoya ha'haftoreh. That the goylel could hear the haftoreh much more clear. Zog the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mechof Beis, matchil haynu afilu leimar birkas ha'haftoreh. Here it's like it says by us, ena maftir maftir. But there it says, ena matchil maftir matchil. Matchil, zog the Mishnah Berurah lishmoya, even abroches. Because we want the goylel lishmoya abroches. The mocker. Nevush, Eliyahu Rabbe, Shama Achroinim. Aber b'sheni v'chamishi, sh'ayim rim yirotzen achar akriye, ein tzor le'amdin ala goylel. De'ein ha'elo minay. Tzor ni ha'minay. The minute is bow down. And the siddur of Amram goyen. This is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. So the shaila is, if you have to wait for the brachas or not, if you're not allowed to start the brachas, so in Sefer Shari Ephraim, he brings down the lashon for the Shari Ephraim and Shari Yud. Look at the Shari Ephraim. By us it says to wait. Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Mem Zayin really to wait, not to start the brachas till after the glile, because we want the glile to hear the brachas. And the truth is, we learned before in Seif Dalet by us in Resh Pei Dalet last year. Seif Gimel, tzorich lechaven lebirkas hakoyrim b'toro. You have to, the people have to listen to Mechaven and to say Amen for the Birkas of the Maftir. We saw two reasons. Only because Me'a Brachas, only because you have to be Yitzu with the Brachas. But they have to also be Mechaven. So why the Maftir is allowed to read? The girl is busy doing Glila, he will not hear the Brachas. And by Yosef Mishabua only said not to do read the Haftorah. He didn't mention the Brachas. In Kuf Mem Zayin, he really mentioned the Brachas. Interesting. The Shar Ephraim and Shar Yud Siv Chofei. This is the sefer and all the Ilchus Kiras Atere. Kosa ve'ato makilim beze u'matchilim levorich miyad k'shematchil likro yichamapo u'mas b'dvoro b'pischi she'orim fisha'ato kolechot eimo le'atmo ya'aftorim mitaych ha'chumash b'koil rom. So b'meile al t'aftor anyway doesn't listen. U'b'shvil ishmo ya'abroche k'even shu nosach kotzor ve'akol regilim u'pkim boi. So he's melamed chus. So it's only in a place, take, that they don't read mitecha klaf. Because if you read mitecha klaf, everyone has to listen. The whole heter we said last year was the Tshuvas Chasam Sefer, that while we're not reading miklaf, the meaning was that everyone reads himself and you don't have to hear the maftir. But when the maftir reads from klaf, or in Ashkenaz, anyway, the meaning is to listen and to be yaitu with the maftir, so then for sure and for sure, you're not allowed to start the Haftorah because the girl has to listen. But Legabe de Broches, he's Melamed Zchus. The Mishnah Berurah was not Melamed Zchus. If we medayik his Loshon, he said, when you start to korech the mapa, Masha, when you close the Sefer Torah, he's masking not to do it. We'll see in a second maybe why. The Poskim can bring down that even though the Shor Ephraim was Mekel, again, the Mishnah Berurah didn't say that. But is it two reasons to be machmir? Why? There's two more reasons in the Poskim why not to start the Haftorah till the Goyel finishes. One reason is brought down in the Bisyoisa, the same the Shibule Alaket. Mishum Shukain Bizoyan la Sefer Teiro, Victas Bgam Shikurin Manovik Shadain Le Nistalika Sefer Teiro Le Gamre. So, Bemele, I don't know if it's on the Broches, but for sure on the Haftorah, it's a Bizoyan. So, this is Negea, even if you read, everyone reads on his own. Vigam, another reason the Goyen brings down. Shein Oisim Mitzis Chavilis Chavilis. And like the Shulchan Aruch passing of the Kuf Mem Zayin Tziv Ches, when you have two Sefer Teiras, you're not allowed to open the second Sefer Teira until you finish to be Goyel of the first Sefer Teira. Same thing by us, if you're the Goyen, as the Isha Yisrael also passing, you're not allowed to even open the Novi before you finish to be Goyel of the Sefer Teira. And the people are choshesh to the Goyen, Avada Yisroi Leachmir al them. Seif Zayin. B'Shabes Ha'Parshi Es Mechuboris. When you have two Parshas together, Maftirim be'aftoras parsha shniya. We learned the halachas that the aftorah is me'ein parsha. So when you have two parshas together, you read the aftorah min yona shel parsha shniya. Ve'ayin lekamon simen tov chofches. Mishne brure. Shniya shebo mesayim mesakriya. So it's more negeh b'mesayim in b'esakriya. Ve'ayin lekamon simen tov chofches. Yon aftoras achi v'kdoishim shem mechuboris. V'yesod dinei aftorah. If you look there inside, the Ramo brings down, and Simen Tov Chof Ches, Seif Ches. He brings down the same aloha that he brings down by us. Maybe we'll say it over. ובשאר שבות הסשונו, מפתירים מעין הפרשה. כשהוא קוראים שתי פרשה, אז מפתירים באחרוינו. מלבד באחרי ומויס וקדושים, זה מפתירים עלוי בני קושים, שיפתורס פרשס אחרי מויס. משלבור explained, שאפתורס אחרימויס, מפני שאפתורס של פרשה שניה מזכרת מתי אבס ירושלים. מה שאין כן כשהם נפרודה, שכבר קורו עלו בני קושים, בפרשה סאחרי. מוכר להפתיר בפרשה סקדושים, what is the אפתורה דיר? התשפוית. This is שיטה אסבס יוסף. והנה הלבוש חולק על הרמו. ודאי תוידי גם כשיקפו לו קוירים מהאפתורה האחרוי נודעיינו פרשה סקדושים. דעיינו פרשה סקדושים. But Abach v'Shar Achroyim nispash the meaning b'chol akilus karamo. That when they're together, you read Alib Nekushim the parsha from Achrimoyz. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Rab Kiva Eiger, a very interesting Rab Kiva Eiger. Vehu adin Shabbos parshas Achrimoyz was a parsha from Erev Rosh Chodesh, so they read Mochor Chodesh. So then, and the next Shabbos, the parshas Kedoshim, they can read the Haftorah of Alib Nekushim. And I want to explain what is the Chiddush in this Rav Kiva Eiger. It's Negilin and Shulchan Aruch and Tzimen Tov Chof Ches. Normal the halacha is you maftir meina parsha. Two parshas, you read meina achroino. Why you read meina achroino? Because it's more, we're finished with that, we're messiahing with that. Chutzah achemois v'kdoishim. That the haftorah from the kdoishim is tzayav as Yerushalayim. So we read v'aloi b'nei kushim, that's haftorah as achre. How we read? It's one parsha. So it's minyona shel parsha. Because Achrimoyz is also minyan shel parsha. It's the same parsha. Lefi that, in a week that Achrimoyz was Erev Rosh Chodesh and we read Mocha Chodesh, how we could read in Parshas Kedoshim the Haftorah from Alei Bnei Kushim? Doesn't have Shachas to Kedoshim. How Rab Kiva Eiger says to read it? We didn't read Achrimoyz this week. Mashma not like that. That Bnei Kushim Be'etzem has Shachas to Kedoshim also. Just after, in Parsha, normally you read in Achrimoyz, it's more Nagata Achrimoyz. You can't read it again in Kedoshim. But in a week that you read and didn't read it in Achrimoyz, you could read it in Kedoshim. And the truth, if you see the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma like that. It says, why in a normal week we read Tehavas Yerushalayim in Parsha Kedoshim? Because we read already Bnei Kushim. We can't say again Bnei Kushim. Mashma, without that, we could have said Bnei Kushim again. We'll see the Ramon Vaiter by us. The Noagul Askir Achri Kriyasateir Neshom Esameisim. Some mekoymes they say it every week. Some places, and this is the main minhag today, they only mask the neshomes if in that week a person has a yahrzeit. רמוז ממשיך ונהגים לא ימא יוקי פורקון, ואין בזה משום אימא תחינה בשבס, אבל זה נסקבל בכל המקוימס, את הגויס מרדכי. וגם כן נהגים לא ימא רב הרחמים. ובכל יום שאין אימרים בו יצדקו סחו צדק, אין אימרים אויסוי, נדה אב הרחמים, but yes, you can put on, and most times also not as close to Shomets, we see the Mishnebu inside. Also, we don't say, Avorachamim. Yes, Mekoimis, Shen Oimri Moisik, Shem Avorachim Achoydesh, they also don't say Avorachamim. Milvad Bime Asfira, then they say it. Varuchim Bechol Zahra Minek, every place you go to feed a minek. We see the Mishnebu inside, Siv Cotton, Yud Gimel. Siv Cotton, Tezvot. אחרי קריאת התורה מזכירים הנשומס. להפוקי אחרי אשרי לא יאמר שום דבר. After אשרי, you cannot be masked in הנשומס. דהקדיש שאמרו לפני האום מותקדים תפילה 18, הוא קורא אליי אשרי שאמר בתחילה. ועל כן, אין להפסיק ביניהם. You're not allowed to be masked in between the קדיש and the אשרי. ויעללו שאמרים אין להפסיק. ומה שנשתב רב, המינג שכשיש חוילה, איך זה חזן הספר תורה ביודוי לאחר אשרי. ואומר מי שברך ומפסיק ארבע בן אשרי לקדיש שלפני העמוד שלא יקדינו פרימי גודי this is the הלוכה and the shayla is like this and a lot of places that again the minig is that you mask it in a shomes only in the week of the yaltzeit the minig is in Purushim and Shari Chesed I heard and more minyogim and more places that before they take the Sefer Torah to give, bring it back to the Omud to the Oren it's after the Ashrei the chazin or the Bal Yotzeit holds the Sefer Torah, and he says that's kos neshomes. And the question is, the Mishabura says not to say it. I heard from the Bal Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso that he told me that for that reason, the Mishabura says not to be mafsik in between Ashrei and the Kaddish. He was mevatel this mineg and Yeshivas Kol Torah in Yerushalayim, and did the Taki Makpi to say it before the Ashrei, after the Kriyas HaTorah, before the Ashrei. Why people take it didn't do it? Because they want to hold the Sefer Torah, and they don't want to be matriach the tzibur to get up when they hold the Sefer Torah. So they did it when they anyway pick up the Sefer Torah. But the shaila is how it stems. So I saw in the Mishnah Halacha he wants to say, he says only this nekuda, that the Mishnebu is makpid not to make a hefsek in between Ashrei and Kaddish is on the tzibur. But the Mishnah Yochid didn't say it, Yekupur, you could chaparai, you could say it. Only the tzibur doesn't say. So maybe if it's only a yochid that is masked in a shama, it's not everyone. It's not such a kpeda. Even the Mishnah Berurah is a shtickel mashmoes. Says the Mishnah Beirach al achoyle shaimrim umafsik harbe. Everyone comes over to the shul to the gabbet to say their names. This is a problem. Masha, but the Mishnah Beirach himself was not such a problem. That's when someone was meirer. Bochur Yosef Karp. It was ma'irah to me that lemaise, when we have a tiny sheni v'chamishi, the minig is that after the ashrei, the shatz holds the sefer Torah, and he says the mishaberach mishkabel olu lisana is b'shtayne sheni v'chamishi, and you say it in between the ashrei and the kaddish, and I asked the shmir shabbat kilchos, and he said yeah, but he was not bevat on kol Torah. Maybe take the minig of one person to say, like we said, is not such a chisor. We'll see the mishnah bura weiter. סיף קוטן תזבוב, ובכל יום שאין אימרים צדקו סחו צדק, ואם חל תשבו בשבס, אבא בשאין אימרים צדקו סחו צדק, אימרים אבו רחמים, כי אם קוסה בליורה בבסימן טוב קוף נונדלת, זה הפרימגוד עם קוסף שגם כן, מזכירים בין השומס, או אישר שמזכירים בכל שבס. אבא בשבס שמבורכים ביאב, ובשבס שחל בראש חידש אב גופה, אין אימרים אבו רחמים, ואין מזכירים בין השומס. בשבת שמבורכים החודש, ואין מזכירים בין השומס. ואפילו מוקם שאומרים לברכים מבין הספירה, אפילו אוכי, אין מזכירים בין השומס. רק למי שנפטר באויסו השבוע. והפרמגודים כוסף שדימה שאין מזכירים בין השומס כלל. בוט, אהיו משמיר שבת כהלכוסו, אין שבת אין מנחה יוקו במזכיר בין השומס. בימי הספירה משום שהיו גזרס באויסו זמן. This is the reason they say אברחמים, הוא ירחם. ויזכור בריסנסוני. ואפילו חלמילה בשבת אסיים דיקטרת לטיבוסה יסי אבו רחמים. אפילו אוכל אימרים דוין, אימרים אוי סי בחיידש ניסן, כשמבורכים חיידש יו, ויסבטרת לטיבוסה. Der Aimri Moisei, Chodesh Nissen ist wohl Letivusen, Chodesh Ir ist auch Letivusen. Wurde in Yishmile ben Nissen, die geht los Letivusen, gar kein Aimri Moisei. Dein Chiluk in between two or three Letivusen. Aber kshechal Rosh Chodesh Ir b'Shabes, אין Aimri Moisei. וכל שכן שאין מזכירים בו נשומס. וכן בכל Chodesh Nissen, אבי יום של אחר Nissen, דותך הספירה, גם כן אין מזכירים בו נשומס. אבל אנחנו עם Aimri Moisei, כיוון שבימי הספירה. But, Haskoras Neshomes, you don't say in that time. There's a lot of different minhogim legabi the Haskoras Neshomes. It's good to see in Sefer Shari Ephraim, his marich on the protim of the minhogim of Kriyas HaTeire. Someone wants to see all the minhogim in Perek Yud. It's good to see inside. Simen Reish Pehei, Likro is a parksho, Shtai Mikro Vecho Targum. Uboi Zayin Tseifi. Shachonor Seif Aleph. Aval Pishodom Shemea Kol HaTeire Kulo Kol Shabbat B'Tzibur. You heard the parshas haShavua. Chayev is mechuyev. The Rambam also passes like that. Likro le'atzmi b'chol Shavua parshas Eishu haShavua. Shtayim mikro ve'echo targum. Ve'afilu ha'toris ve'divon that doesn't have a targum. Even so, b'pashtes he has to read it three times. Da'ayinu shtayim mikro and again. We'll see the Mishnebura inside. Likro is le'atzmi b'chol Shavua. Ayinu shelo yagdim likro yikoydem Eishu haShavua ve'gam lo ya'acher. Not to read it 2 weeks before or 3 weeks after it. Me'ikar adin, we'll see Be'ez Hashem later in the Se'ifim and the Simen. From Mincha Shabbos afternoon, you could start the next parsha. Katchili, you have to finish it till the Suda, or till Shabbos. We'll see later till when you could read it in the following week, but for sure not much more from that. The Tzorich le'ashim parshiyotim imatzibu. Chol ha'mashim parshiyotim imatzibu ma'arichim lo yomo v'shnoisov. Gmore en broches, tzegmore en broches. Davches, Omar Avuna, Omar Rav. לאוילום יאשלי מודם פרשיוזים הציבור שתיים מיקרו ואחד תרגום, ואפילו התוריס ודיבוין, שכל המשלים פרשיוזים הציבור מעריכים לו יומו ושנויסו. When you see this gemore you would think, it's כדאי, שכל המעריך, כל המשלים פרשיוזים הציבור מעריכים לו יומו ושנויסו. But the Shulchan Aruch states that it's not only that it's כדאי, it's a חיוב, חייב אודום, להשלים פרשיוזים הציבור שתיים מיקרו ואחד תרגום, חייב. And the Rambam also passes like that. I say today, people look for all different segulas. We have the segula from the Gemara. Kol ha'mashlim parshiyosim imatzibu ma'arichim lo yomo v'shnoisov. We'll see later what is Targum. If Targum is only the Targum, so Rashi will see in Sif Beis. Aber we have a segula. Kol ha'mashlim parshiyosim imatzibu ma'arichim lo yomo v'shnoisov. See the Mishnah Berurah weiter. Shtayim mikro, aber lo yikro echot mikro ve'echot targum ve'ichav ve'lishmoya me'ashliach tzibur. Elo tzorich likro ishtei pe'om im mikro. Chutz ma she'shomo me'ashliach tzibur. Im lo yishekora az gam ken bepiv. If he reads with the shas, it's okay. We'll see later be'ez Hashem and Seif Dalet. Seif Hey, if he's allowed to read with the shas, it's kedai to read with the shas. And after we saw, it was mashma before. And Seif Kotten Yudalef. In Reish Pei Dalet, not like that. Be'ez Hashem and Seif Dalet by us, we're going to the Protim. Ve'ayim v'gin Avrom, she'kosa b'shem lechim chamudas de'bidiyevet yoytze pa'machas ma'shishon ha'ashliach tzibu. Ve'yash achoyinu she'machmirim afilu b'diyevet. That you could read once and hear from the Shatz one and say the Targum. Mistab ko alomdim. What if he reads with the Shatz and he listens? It could be yoytze too? And then he will only have to say Targum? Then the Tia is not like that, that it doesn't help. ובעניין הקריא יש דייס איזה בן האחרוני, what is the seder? יש אומרים שיקרא כל פוסק שתי פעמים ותרגום עולו. To read a פוסק twice. ויש אומרים שיקרא כל הפרשו שתי פעמים. ואחר כך התרגום, what is כל הפרשו? היינו שיקרא כל פרשו פסוכו יסתומו שתי פעמים ואחר כך תרגום. So every פוסק and then תרגום, or till the pay, till the summer פסוכו יסתומו, and then the תרגום. ומגן אברום משרת שוב ומצדדים כדי הראשונו. Sefer Meister Rabbi says, "Grondo aglei mara targum achar kol parsha psucho isnuma." Oy achar mokim shenira yoyser hefse keinian. Vede ovid kemar ovid, vede ovar kemar ovid. Umishuboki betayim unekudes baal pe toiv liz lehader likras besafatay regufa. Do chashulcha bingdan another minig to read the whole parsha till the end, the whole parsha till the end, and then the targum. See how you do it with Rashi. And derech sicha for Reb Chaim Kanievsky zmulam etzchus on another minig. Rishon, Sheini, Shlishi, Revi, twice, and then the Maftir. Some people do it Sunday till Sheini, Sheini till Shlishi, V'chein Allah. So Rashulchan says everything is good. David Kemarovi, David Kemarovi. And you could one week do like this and one week do like this. Some ask if you could do once the whole parsha and then to do every pasuk with a targum. Or every parsha. Besvar Risho, you know, I would say maybe not. It doesn't make sense. But I have a shtickel rai that maybe yes. It says you could read with the shatz. Shnebuah never mentioned the shita you read the whole parsha twice and then the maftir. So what helps that you're reading with the shatz? To read every pasuk, so how it works. We'll see later, you can read b'shas kriyas ha-toiro in the next imanim. It's mashmah that one kriya you will have the whole parsha, and then you will have one pasuk with a maftir, one pasuk with a maftir. So shena raya, I don't know exactly the terats on it. Seif gimel, seif kodem gimel, atoles v'divayn. So what is the chir? Rotsa loyma. Aval b'she'en b'itargu, v'ua din ruvim v'shimen, v'kayoyitze b'ze tzorch likro sholesh b'homim. Be'etem it's a shtik la'oreh. So why it says afilu atir is the divan? Could have said afilu Reuven v'Shimon. There's machmirim that the kavod and the gemara afilu atir is the divan. The atir is the divan she has b'targum Yerushalmi. So likra shem atargum. When it's a targum Yerushalmi, you have to read the targum three times. These are the shit. I want maybe to give a small little akdama here. Small little akdama. The levush brings down that is a remez in the Torah of a Shtai Mikro. It brings a remez from Chumash Shmois. Chumash starts, Shmois starts. Ve'ele Shmois b'nei Yisrael. Ve'ele Shmois. It's Rosh HaTevis. Ve'chayev, devov, Odom. Ve'ele. Ve'chayev, Odom, likrois ha-parsho, Shnai Mikro, ve'echot Targum. Ve'ele Shmois b'nei Yisrael. Ve'chayev, kol b'nei Yisrael. So it's a remez. Chayev, Odom, likrois ha-parsho, Stein Mikro Vecho Targum. I heard once from a Darshan. So why the Remes is in Chumash Mois? Would be more right, Lechura, that the Remes would be in Parshas Chumash Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis. Start the Tere, give a Remes. So he said, in Bereishis everyone is Makbid on Stein Mikro. New Year, a new Chumash. And when it comes to Shmois, some people slow down. So then they have a Remes again, Stein Mikro Vecho Targum. It's not clear who was Metak in this Takone. Avada the Gemara brings it down. So Chashucha brings down, Moshe Rabbeinu was metaken it. The Levush says that he was metaken it, Shiyubkim Batoiro. The Chashucha says, Mesiras Atoiro, to be ready to the Parsha. The Magid Yeshorim brings down that the Magid told of his Yosef, Sheloi Toiv Likrois HaParsha Shtai Mikro Vechotargum Beriyete Umerutzo Kechoyte Al Gecholim. Elo Lehadgish Bedukdukim. And the Orchis Chaim Le'arosh Piskel HaMedzayin brings down Lemoit Parshi Yosecho Im HaTzibur Shtayim Mikro Ve'echo Targum Ve'Rashi. We'll see later what it means. Ve'sedakde Bo'i Kasher Tuchal. That is the Indian to Medakdek. Ve'sedakde Bo'i Kasher Tuchal. Now what does the Seder? The Mishnah Berurah says Shtayim Mikro Ve'echo Targum. What would be if he said Mikro Targum and then Mikro? The Sharatzion says that Yoyitze, the Orch HaShulchan also says that Yoyitze, and it's brought down that the Chazanish did it lekatchile. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says Shtayim Mikro and then Targum, but the Chazanish did lekatchile, Mikro, Targum, Mikro, and the Sharatzion says Yoyitze. And Shuta Radbaz, he brings down Chelek Beisim and Tov Samach Zayin, Shechoy Lepotu Mishtayim Mikro, the Kaven Shemitztayr Badibur Vebeshmiya is Potu. It's a big Chidush. Big Chidush. The Kafachayim brings down that is roi lehashlim acharkach if he was a choyle. It doesn't say if it's a chiyuv or not. Most of the poskim never bring down this tour of choyle. I saw in the Gideon HaShas and Broches, Rabbi Yosef Engil, and that Gemara, he's Tomea. What's the Shaykh Ptur? Choyle mitztai. What is a suke? She mitztai potum in a suke. What is the Ptur? Now, it's brought down chayev odom lehashlim parshi Yosef im atzibu. The poskim bring down what happens if a person is going to chutz laoret. And they're holding a week behind, and he already read the Shtayim Mikro from Parshas HaShavua. Now in Chutzal, they're holding a week behind. Ein tzorich likrois oida pam ha-Parsha Shtayim Mikro ve'echo Targum. Av she'mechuyev lishmoy ha-Krisateire b'chutzlorez, av she'kvar shoma be'eretz Yisrael b'shavua ha-Koidem, aber Shtayim Mikro, he doesn't have to read again. It's a shulchan. V'im bo lechutzlorez v'shabe shu yontef, and in Eretz Yisrael, they're reading another parsha now. he can read it in Chutz Laaretz. Why? Because it's not called Marshim Pashi Yosef in Matzibu. But the Shaila is, before he leaves, and Eretz Yisrael, it's already in Matzibu. If you could start Shabbos Mincha, so it's not so klor this aloche, why he can't read the Parsha? Anyway, if he was in Chutz Laaretz and he didn't read the Parsha, so when he comes back, he has to read the Parsha. And here's a machlekes, how to do it. If you miss a couple of weeks, Lamashal, what do you do? We'll see Be'ez Hashem in the Hemshech. If the Seder is that you first mashlim the old week, and then you go weiter, or first you do the week that you're holding now, and then you mashlim. And the Marsham says, first you mashlim this week, and then you go back. And the Kafachayim brings down, nay, first you mashlim, and then you carry on going ahead.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com